Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the call, picker.
Tonight, we have author Alan Mitchell. He's coming into us this time on some trainer-type stuff, right? New book out called The Art of Weight Loss. Let's get to some lines here and see what's going on the line. Cream City Classica. Who's on the line? Area code 239. Who's on the line?
It's Alan Mitchell, the author.
Hello.
Hi, Teresa.
Long
Teresa
time
Ray
no
Butler.
Talk to, man.
I know it's been a long time. How have you been?
I'm doing great. I'm doing absolutely wonderful. And
okay.
I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about what I've been through with some nutritional type fixing, but we could throw that in later. Tell us about your life, what you've been doing, and what's going on with this book.
Well, I just wrote the Art of Weight Loss, and funny enough, I had two new children, which you know by now, and my oldest son's 21, but my middle son is about to turn 3, and actually, since he has been born, I haven't worked out one bit, to be honest, and I'm sure you can understand how I've been busy, but it's given me a little bit more time to work on some more writing. I don't know if you were aware, my background is in personal training. I actually have a degree in exercise science from the College of New Jersey. So I've been training for about 25 years. So it gave me some time to sit down. And even though I hadn't been actually physically in the gym, it got me to thinking about how I can touch more people with a book, you know, combining, as we all know, the Dapper Carter books and my other author, you know, works that I've done. I was able to take some of the writing I've done from that and use it to incorporate it more so into writing fitness stuff now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember some of our extensive interviews from back in the day when it came down to Dapper Carter's main character. Some of
mm-hmm.
the things you did share with the listeners were, you know, relative to or reflective towards your own life. And one of the things that I do remember you saying was the character's, his training background, you know?
He's mm-hmm.
like so...
Exactly.
You know, he had clients, all that kind of stuff. You did share that with us, and I do remember that.
Definitely. Well, I mean, when it comes to weight loss, so many people struggle, and I've been told I have a gift for explaining it in a way that you know, people can understand, and it's much more relatable because most books are very technical, and, you know, weight loss is such an industry where there's a ton of different information that's out there, and nobody really knows what to believe. So when I wrote The Art of Weight Loss, I was trying to simplify it and put it into terms that regular people can understand. Like, everybody thinks that they have to work out all day, every day. And really what it comes down to is 80% of your battle is diet. You know, like I was saying, I haven't worked out in 3 years, to be honest, but I've been able to manage my weight because I eat so well. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat pork. I don't eat processed foods. I stay away from carbohydrates for the most part. And that's been able to help me manage my weight. You know, I may not be as muscular as I used to be, but as far as the whole overall size of my body, which most people are looking for, you know what I mean? Like, 9 times out of 10, most people aren't looking to be very muscular or a bodybuilder type. You're just looking to reduce your overall size and get smaller. Like, even some of the things you read about low-fat diets, low-carbohydrate diets, this, that, and the other thing, that's important. And counting calories is important if you're looking for cuts. But for people, the majority of the people, they're just trying to be healthy. They're just trying to be smaller. And all that really comes down to is eating less food. You need to eat less food. So if you're eating 3,000-4,000 calories a day, if you cut your calories back to 1,500 calories a day, you're going to lose weight. So I try to tell people, don't concentrate so much on what you're eating. You know, you can still eat the things that you enjoy. You just have to eat less. You can still eat cake. You can still eat all those things. You just can't eat the whole cake. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Now, so. I sometimes, especially if it's something like chocolate involved, you know what I'm saying? I know many people are not aware of one thing that I learned, actually. And I don't know if you, like, approve of the Atkins diet or not, or South Beach or things like
Definitely.
But oh my God, Ellen, my body is horrible with carbs, and maybe that's just a human thing, but me, I can't eat a piece of bread without gaining 5 pounds after that. But like chocolate, I want to say this from my own research, and I want you to add or take away, but chocolate is a lot of people's guilty pleasure, but there's reasoning to that. You know, sometimes we're just deficient of magnesium, and we don't even know these things.
Sure, sure. Even with carbs, you know, your body craves sweets, it craves salt, you know, for a reason. These are all things that your body needs to function. And I mean, that's the biggest point. And it's society and the weight loss industry and the supplement industry has everyone feeling guilty that you can't eat this, that, and the other thing. And that's actually not true. You can eat whatever you want. It's the amount that you eat is what's important. You know what I mean? Like, if you're, for instance, if you go below 1,200 calories a day, and everybody is in calorie counters, and nor should you be, your body thinks it's starving it. You know, like you're on a desert island. And if your body thinks you're starving it and you're not going to feed it, it actually holds on to the fat that you have. So you actually have to eat to lose weight. I've had so many clients that I've actually increased the amount of calories that they've eaten, and they've dropped weight because of it. Because if you're only eating 300-400 calories a day, your body thinks it's starving it. And it's going to go into starvation mode, and it's going to hold on to all of that body fat that you're carrying around. It's very inefficient for the body to carry muscle. It wants to burn muscle as fuel, and it doesn't want to burn fat as fuel. So you've got to get yourself to a place where your body is burning its fat stores instead of burning your muscle and burning your carbohydrates for fuel. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but what are the mechanics of a person who doesn't work out and all they do is, like, eat small meals every day or whatever kind of meal? They're just eating a lot more frequently, like you said. How does your body know that it's constantly being fueled and burn those calories at the same time but not use the muscle
the
muscle maintains
itself? It's really a numbers game. Like, even when people say, well, don't eat late at night and all of those things, that's not really true either. Like, your body has a certain amount of calories that it needs to sustain its own body weight. It's preset in all of us. And no matter what time you eat during the day or what you do with that time or what you're eating, your body is programmed to function off a certain preset calorie. So if you need 1,500 calories a day or whatever the sort may be, if you eat all 1,500 calories at 11 o'clock at night, you're not going to gain weight because that's what your body is preset to do. And these are the things that the industry and a lot of the fallacies that are out there to have people, you know, thinking that, well, I can't eat after a certain time and this, that, and the other thing. And that's actually not true. It really is a numbers game. If you burn more food, if you burn more calories than you're taking in, you will lose weight. Now, one of the ways to burn more calories than you're taking in is by working out. You want to, if you're strength training and using weights, you're actually going to burn more calories than cardio alone. I see people all the time, they're on the treadmill for hours at a time. And what you don't realize, most people will burn about 300 to 400 calories in an hour doing cardiovascular work. The second you step off that treadmill, you stop burning calories. But when you do weight training, you continue to burn calories until the next day because your muscles burn calories at rest because muscle mass is much heavier and it's much denser than fat. So actually, you want to lift weights. You actually want to strength train to lose weight. You don't have to be like a bodybuilder. You don't have to work out all day, every day. But if you hit the weights three times a week, a half an hour, and incorporate that into your workout, you'll see exponential gains as opposed to just doing cardio. You can burn twice as many calories doing weight training that you can actually during cardiovascular. Like being on a treadmill or the bike or any of those things, what it's really meant to do is to train your heart, your lungs. It'll lower your cholesterol. It'll lower your blood pressure and all of these types of things. But if you're looking to control your weight, the only way you can truly control your weight is by managing the food that you put in your mouth.
Now, when you say weight, you obviously mean physique as well, right? And that could be anything from a well-chiseled person to just a normal physique of like a natural teenager in their body.
Well, body weight and physique are two different things. Like if you're looking for a physique, then you need to watch your sugar intake. Then you need to watch your alcohol intake. Then you need to watch your saturated fat intake because those are all of the things that provide cuts and definition. All definition is the ratio of muscle to fat in your body. The more muscle you have and the less fat, it comes through as definition. But for most people, most normal people who are just looking to manage their weight and be healthy and look good in their clothes, you don't have to tweak your diet so finely. And the problem with trying to be perfect when you're dieting, you know, watching your carbs, watching your sugar, watching your alcohol, watching your saturated fats, is that it's impossible to be perfect. And most people become frustrated and they give up because you're not going to be able to do it perfectly. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like even
but let
when
me
I
tell
was,
you something.
Go ahead.
I was going to share this with you right quick before we go to commercial. I have let myself go to hell a few times in my life. And I'm going to tell you something, Alan, just the basis of losing some body weight, you know what I'm saying? I would give anything at those times when I'm at my worst just to come down where I can, you know, as you said, look good in my clothes. Not
right.
to mention, you know, it would be nice to look good in you know, underwear or naked, but, you know, just to walk around in public and feel personally that I look okay. You know what I mean? So I know what you're saying.
Exactly.
We want to go to a commercial, and we want you to hold that thought because you were just about to explain. But hold that. We're going to cut to a commercial and then get right back with you, okay?
No problem.
All right. We have Alan Mitchell on the line. He is explaining as much as he the art of weight loss. Sorry about that pause. But this is Teresa Ray Butler. You are listening to Cream City Classica.
The art of weight loss is that winning combination of diet, exercise, and nutritional supplementation that will allow you to reshape your body like a Michelangelo-shaped statue. It is the balancing act necessary between eating enough calories for basic human function versus not consuming extra calories through poor food choices. Whether your desire to lose weight is health-related or purely vanity-based, this book will inform and motivate those interested in the one thing we all seem to constantly search for: effective and long-term weight loss. Please pick up your copy of Alan Mitchell's The Art of Weight Loss today.
Yeah, The Art of Weight Loss. I'm learning so much here. Tonight we have Alan Mitchell. He is explaining The Art of Weight Loss. We're so very lucky to have you on the line. Alan, are you with us?
Yes.
All right. You have about 12 minutes left to the show. I'm giving you the floor from the commercial. Go ahead.
Well, right before we went to break, as I was going to say, when I was really training hard, when I was more interested in modeling and certain other things, I'm a very technical person, and according to most weight loss and nutrition publications, it'll tell you to eat 5 or 6 small meals a day. If you break that down into a 7-day week and you're eating 6 meals a day, that's 42 meals a week. Now, I would allow myself to eat perfectly 90% of the time, which allowed me 6 cheat meals a week. Sometimes I ate all 6 of my meals on Monday. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean? Like, there are certain things that even I, you know, cannot say no to, but the pressure to be perfect when you're dieting will cause you to give up. And nobody's going to be perfect. The only people that are perfect are bodybuilders and people who get paid to look like that. And if none of you get paid to look good for a living, then why put that kind of pressure on yourself? So a lot of this is mathematics to me. Like I was telling you, it's calories in versus calories out. If you know you're going to eat 42 meals in a week, allow yourself 10 times to eat what you want to eat. You still come out ahead. You still come out on top. But the number one thing is you need to eat less food than you normally eat, and you will lose weight automatically, whether you want to or not. The other thing is stress. Like most people, when they're stressed out, especially women, for some reason, it releases cortisol into the body, and it makes you store fat around your midsection. Okay, and when you're stressed and that cortisol is released into your body, the reason why we reach for sugar and potato chips and ice creams and things like that is because we're trying to release dopamine into our system. And those foods, you were talking about chocolate earlier, those foods release dopamine that make you feel better. So you're counteracting the stress that you're taking on into your body. The best way to alleviate stress is to exercise and sleep. Sleep and exercise are the best ways to alleviate stress. But most people don't really understand how much stress affects your body weight, especially for women, because unfortunately for men, we don't store it in the same place you do. Does that make sense?
Okay. Now, yeah, it does. It really does. Now, because you said these things, when a woman such as myself craves chocolate during this special time of the month, what is the additional factors, if you have any, that can contribute to the need? The need is like a burning desire for chocolate or sweets, but especially for me, chocolate.
Well, you know, when I was training clients, I would always I would make adjustments during that time of the month, you know, as far as the type of workouts you do. And a lot of it is like I said, it's a numbers game. If you find yourself craving chocolate or certain sweet things, you have to make the adjustment somewhere else. You can't eat chocolate and potato chips or things that you like and also turn around and eat a steak and drink a bottle of wine. You know what I'm saying? Because it's really numbers. All these numbers add up. They're just calories. The body doesn't care where it gets it from. It's just like an adding machine. It adds up these numbers. And like I said, the emphasis on saturated fat and what you're putting into your body, that's really important when you're looking for cuts, when you're looking for definition. If you're not interested in being defined, you don't have to be as perfect with the type of food you eat. You just have to eat smaller amounts of that. You can still eat chocolate. You just can't eat 15 candy bars. You know what I mean? You just have to pace yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that's the hardest thing to deprogram in people, because our society has gotten so many people with the images, you know, whether it be of actors, of models, things that we see on TV of what healthy and what a healthy body looks like. And that's not realistic. Those people get paid to look like that. And you shouldn't be comparing yourself to people who get paid for, if you got, like, look at Janet Jackson. She's a normal person until she's got an album coming out. And then all of a sudden, Janet looks amazing. But Janet also has the money to hire the best nutritionists, the best trainers. She can work out 5-6 times a day because she's got the money in the bank to allow her to work out 5-6 times a day. The rest of us got to go to work and ain't got time to be in the gym for 5 hours. So it's all relative, but unfortunately, we compare ourselves to the images we see in magazines, the images we see on television, and we're forgetting that those people get paid to look like that. If you got paid to look like that, Teresa, I'm sure you'd look like that.
Maybe I would if there's a check involved. But
there's the other thing. And I've seen you. There's nothing wrong with you. Let's be square with that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with your body shape. There's nothing wrong with your body image. My opinion means absolutely nothing, because how you feel about yourself is what's important. But unless your goal is to have that kind of definition and have six-pack abs and things like that, you just need to eat less food. But you can't go under 1,200 calories a day, because like I said, if you go under 1,200 calories, your body thinks it's starving it. So if you can hang out around 1,400 calories a day, I guarantee you you'll lose weight. I guarantee it.
Okay. Now, this book that you've blessed us with into the universe, does it break this type of thinking down? Does it have chapters that are dedicated to definition versus, or definition and nutrition versus calorie and numbers game?
Absolutely. I explain the difference, just a lot of tips as far as eating fish as opposed to beef and pork. You know, that's one chapter. Fried food versus not fried food. Sugary drinks. Even, you know, a lot of people think that they, by drinking fruit juices, are being healthy. What you don't realize is that when you drink orange juice, there is just as much sugar in a glass of orange juice as there is in a can of Coke. Like, don't be fooled by that. It's sugar. Sugar is sugar. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of people don't know what the truth is. You know, I talk about how important water is. I give tips on juicing. Like, I personally, I drink all my vegetables. I'm not a big foodie anyway, but I throw everything in a blender and I drink my vegetables. And that's how I get my live food. Because the problem with us as a society is we eat too many dead foods, dead animal flesh, as I like to call it. You know, we need to eat more live food. If we ate more fruit, more water-based fruit, you wouldn't have to chug down liters and liters of water, because you'd be getting your water intake from your food. So you're spending extra money, you're wasting extra money buying bottled water, when all you have to do is eat green leafy vegetables and eat water-based fruits, and it would be much better for you, and it would satisfy your water intake.
Well, I absolutely am thrilled to hear that you also incorporate into this book the importance of cell nutrition, because a lot of people don't even understand live food versus dead food. They just, for some reason, they've been so trained with Twinkies and chips and Hot Pockets, things that are quick.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, Alan. Don't you agree that people they bail out because they look at the clock and they say, I don't have time for all that juice and stuff. So, you know,
well, a lot
does
of
the book
is,
cover things like
it does,
of
a little bit. It does. I talk about prepping. It's unfortunately the society we live in is so busy, and I try not to cast dispersions on other people, because I realize how busy we are. You know, just as much as you know, every fast food place, I call it the pizza wars. Every pizza establishment right now has a deal. Every fast food establishment has a 99-cent menu. And when you're a working parent, like, it gives you very little options sometimes when it comes down to feeding your family. Not to mention that that stuff is cheap. And if you're on a limited budget, you know, you have to do what you have to do to feed your family, and that's understandable. So it's like, you know, from a cellular level, you have to, you know, dead food versus live food. Like, unfortunately, when I was living in New York, most of your better places that sold live foods, whether it be Whole Foods or Fairways and things like that, they weren't located in urban areas. There was no Whole Foods in Harlem. There was no Whole Foods in Brooklyn, things like that. So it's very hard a lot of times for poor people, more urban people, to even find healthy food choices, unfortunately. And, you know, the second thing is, and it goes back to how many meals you eat a day. Everybody in this world who works gets hungry around 3 o'clock. That's just the way it is. You know what I mean? You know you're getting off of work in 2 hours. You're tired. You need a pick-me-up, and it's much easier to grab a candy bar. It's much easier to grab, you know, a Coke from the Coke machine or whatever the case may be. And that's when you have to have a little bit more preparation and have, you know, healthier snacks available, you know, for when you reach these points. I tell people all the time, and it's even in the book, I have a plan for when I get hungry. I know that when I have to eat right away, Taco Bell is where I go. A bean burrito from Taco Bell, believe it or not, only has 1 gram of fat, and it costs 99 cents. That's my healthy food choice when I'm out on the street. Subs from Subway, you know what I mean? Although it's a lot of air, and it's a puffy bread sandwich for the most part, and they don't give you enough meat, it's better than eating a Big Mac. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking
not to throw
of cost,
Subway under the bus.
Tell us, right, right. Well, we're out of time. If you could just tell us how much the book is and where to find it, and give a quick shout out to anybody you love, that would be great. Yeah, like,
well, you can find
the
book on Amazon. You can find the book on Amazon.com. It's an ebook. It downloads at 99 cents. So I'm sure you know everybody spent 99 cents on worse stuff. So it's only 99 cents to find out some of these tips and that I'm giving people. I have 25 years experience in the business. Everything I talk about in the book, I practice myself, so I know that it works and it's true. You can also follow me on Twitter at Alan Mitchell Fit. I'm actually in the process of finishing up my next book, which is called Weight Loss from A to Z, and another book that I'm working on called Fitness for Black Folks.
Ooh, watch out, y'all.
That's,
you know, there could be some genetic factors in there.
Absolutely. Things that are a little more specific to our community.
Well, Alan, once again, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on. I can't wait to have you on again and talk about the next one. We know that you're also on Facebook as Alan Mitchell, so there's always that.
Exactly.
And don't forget about the other, and don't forget about the other books. Dapper Carter's 8 Rules of Dating. That book is a thing.
I think Dapper Carter has been retired.
Yeah, but the story ain't retired. It's new to somebody.
That's true. So, yeah, you can find me on Amazon. Actually, I wrote this book under A. Mitchell, not Alan Mitchell, because all the Dapper stuff is under Alan Mitchell. So my weight loss stuff is written under A. Mitchell. So look for A. Mitchell, The Art of Weight Loss on Amazon, and you can follow me on Alan Mitchell Fit on Twitter.
Okay. Well, it was so good, nice talking to you, buddy. I will be here for you when you're ready to shine on Cream City again, okay?
Thanks a lot, Teresa. And I'll come back on again because I have so much more to say. So maybe we'll do it again next week because I love talking to you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be here.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. All right.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Alan Mitchell, he's such a cool guy. You guys really got to check out his Dapper Carter series, too. You'll never, ever regret it.
The art of weight loss is that winning combination of diet, exercise, and nutritional supplementation that will allow you to reshape your body like a Michelangelo-shaped statue. It is the balancing act necessary between eating enough calories for basic human function versus not consuming extra calories through poor food choices. Whether your desire to lose weight is health-related or purely vanity-based, this book will inform and motivate those interested in the one thing we all seem to constantly search for, effective and long-term weight loss. Please, pick up your copy of Alan Mitchell's The Art of Weight Loss today.